Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to have healings tonight, and tonight is Saturday, which is Saturday night live on the Lightship. So we'll be going to the Lightship about half past the hour here, and we'll have some wonderful healings. For those of you who are seers and can actually sense, feel energy, you're going to be able to contact and sense the energies on the light shift. So we'll see if Sylvia's out there in cyberspace. So Sylvia, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, and hello and welcome everyone. We're starting just a minute early, so we'll just talk for a bit while everybody's getting online, and welcome you all to Saturday night's program. And like Ron said, we'll be going to the Creation Light Ship for a healing session there, and before then we'll get into maybe some other sample healings and discussion, and we'll answer questions about the Lightship. And if you have any questions you'd like to bring up or any requests, you can just communicate with us on the Fast Chat just by clicking on the BBS Fast Chat link, which is on our page right below the beautiful picture of the light being there. And you just bring up a window and type in your question and your name if you like, and we'll try to get to all those questions before 9:30 or so when we go to the Lightship. So I guess maybe to start out with, in case anyone's listening that hasn't heard of the Lightship before, Ron, could you kind of tell us what it is and why it's here and what's going on with it?
Okay, well, the Lightship is here for the ascension process. It is the source energy that is doing the ascension, which is the universal shift. Most people talk about the 2012 shift, and this is what it would typically be if it would be in 2012. I'm not privileged to that information from the light shift when it's going to happen, but it will happen. And the main thing is to do the work to get back into your body more fully. This is why the Lightship is here. So Jesus used the Lightship 2,000 years ago, and it's here again to help the whole universe of light, and we're just one little piece of that. So for us, it's here to help us in the ascension process. And the teachings that the Lightship has is the same as what Jesus taught. The underlying foundation, the underlying information that he was saying is basically to get into your body fully with your spirit. Remember, the kingdom is within you, and not to go outside of yourself looking for different types of modalities, false gods, and et cetera, to steal your soul energy so you cannot do the ascension. And this is the whole process, is to know yourself, get fully into your body if you possibly can, so that you're able to have a wonderful life here with your connection with your spirit and walk and talk with your spirit and have your spirit then be able to have your body become a light body. There's no other way it's going to happen. And the other energy that's in opposition to all of this is what's mainly taught today in New Age metaphysics the last 20 years and so. In fact, the New Age movement, I think, actually started probably in the early 1900s, maybe around 1920, something like that. And that's called the New Thought movement. And that's all the mind energy. And the mind energy has nothing to do with the heart energy. Unfortunately, everybody has been taught and taken down the path of the darkness energies of mind, which is why we're actually trying to backpedal ourselves out of this here. Everybody listening here on this call probably realizes that your thoughts are actually very dangerous through psychic attacks on other people. And remember, the thoughts that you carry in your body, that's stored in your genetic cell memory, is what Jesus was releasing 2,000 years ago from people. And you can call that your sins, which is passed on to you. And this is basically what the Lightship is doing now, is helping everyone who is interested in doing this here. Naturally, not everybody is interested in heart energy. Most people are interested in the darkness energy and the mind energy. And to me, it's the same thing, because the mind energy is force of will, does not allow free choice, where the heart energy is always works in the now. Anything outside of the now is not of the light. So once you understand that more fully, then you realize that why am I being taught mind energy? Why are all the books that I pick up in the different New Age metaphysical stores, why do they talk about mind a lot? Well, that's because the dark side has come in here at full force and infiltrated the people who are writing these books. And it may sound wonderful, but remember, when ascension time comes, the darkness is taken away. The mind energy does not exist any longer. And all that's left is love. And the love energy is what your spirit is made up of. And this is why people have a much lower percentage in their body because they are dealing with mind energy and judgment. And judgment is the adversary to the light, to heart energy. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, welcome to everyone who's signing on to the Fast Chat. We have some wonderful comments from today's 4-hour special Ascension Healing session that happened this afternoon. And thanks for mentioning that. I would agree with that. It was really a wonderful experience. And speaking of heart energy, it was just so great because the light beings did a healing with everyone on that conference call today where they actually cleared out of the heart center and the heart, that whole heart area, any kind of residue or trauma and things that would prevent people from being able to go into the heart center. And that was just a really wonderful healing and one of the many healings that was on that 4-hour call. So I don't know if you'd like to mention a few of them. It was really special, as they all are, but it was wonderful. So would you like to mention any of that today, Ron?
Boy, yeah. To me, the whole call was wonderful. I'm in the moment during the whole call as I see what rooms you're going to. We had amber blood put into us, in a sense. The frequency of our blood was changed. That's quite something to see golden blood flowing through your veins versus the red blood. We've had the water charging. We went into rooms that had different frequencies of energy, a different color therapy. They've worked with our head, inside of our mouth. They did work in the light infusion chamber. They also did work to eliminate negative habit patterns from us. The whole thing is just a wonderful healing session. So we're on the light ship for a total of 4 hours. And the first 3 hours is healing, 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 healing. And it's just a phenomenal amount of energy that comes into your body. And you get done and you just feel like you're on like a vacation. You're very, very relaxed. They had flowers. That was quite something. We had, a room with the butterflies, I believe. We had the birdie room. This is quite nice where the birds actually chirp to us and do healing. If anybody was actually a seer in there, it was quite something. In the flower room, they actually brought in, say, nectar or honey that we could taste. We went into another room at the very end where our spirit integrated fully with us. Went into our own creation room on the light ship where the spirit was created that you have now in your body. And that was just very wonderful, too. So the whole call was great. If you're listening and you don't know what it's like, we're going to be doing the next one on November 15th. And it's $60. And if you never had this experience, you're really missing out on life. I can't tell you how wonderful these conference calls are, even the ones that we do for only $20 Monday and Fridays. So if you're interested in having, healing that's done by the energy that created you, this is it. It has nothing to do with extraterrestrial energy that people talk about. There are people, when I go to the different expos, and people who have aligned themselves with ET energies, and this is completely different. This is not ET by any means of your imagination. This is strictly creation energy helping you. And it's pure love energy, and there's nothing that's any higher in frequency because this is the energy that created the universe of light. So it's not even in the same league. People have asked me, they call me up and they go, gee, Ron, is this similar to ET energies? I have a friend who does healing work with the Arcturians or the Pleiades, and, you know, there's all different names of the ET races. And no, it's not even similar, not even close. The light beings have your complete template of who you are when you go up there, and they do healing work with you. So what is on the light ship is all of the races of created beings with the soul that is created by the light ship. And they're basically what we call extraterrestrials, because it means that they're not from this planet. So you're seeing other beings, other life forms that are going to be going to their next incarnation. Remember, the universe is very large, and there's different types of life forms. And these are on the light ship in their initial body form for the next incarnation. So if you are a seer, you might see beings that may look familiar to ones that have drawn by people down here, because this is their first incarnation. They're pure light energy. But they do take on a physical form because they're doing that so we can see them. And they're also experiencing their body before they leave the light ship. So they're all light beings. Light beings, by the light ship's definition, are beings that have not incarnated yet. And once you leave the light ship, then you're just a spirit like what you have right now in your body. And then you go out to the universe of light and experience the different energies out there of different planets and everything else, so you can see the creation energy and be able to experience that. And also, with love energy, creates your reality in love. Whereas on the planet here, Earth, we're actually taught to create our energy now with mind energy of thought. And that's the difference, is that we're basically, you know, controlled here by the ETs that have went astray, or the dark side ETs. And the difference is that there are extraterrestrial beings that don't have spirits in them, or you could use the word souls. And so those soulless beings are what we call energies from the dark side. And a lot of those somehow would like to come into the light, or at least take the light frequency, because having a spirit in your body is very, very nice. You have all the luxuries of love. And these beings don't know about love. People talk about the reptilian energies. I won't get into too much of this here, but you notice that they're mainly in survival mode. And this is kind of what happens to some of the beings that are here on this planet. They live that same way, or have those energies with them. And this is probably why we went astray so much here. But basically, the light ship is here to help everyone for the ascension process. And it's up to you. How much do you love your body? How much are you willing to invest in yourself to have a wonderful life and to release your baggage? There's lots of books out on how to release your baggage. But the light ship session, you know, 1 hour will release your emotional traumas. So are you willing to put an hour into your life to have the relief of all of your judgments and traumas basically taken away from you? And this healing is probably at least 95% effective for everyone. And naturally, people have different things happening to them. Some people have a little more worse conditions than others, but as a general rule, once you have this clearing, you're free, and you can look upon your whole past life, and it can look like somebody else's movie, like, oh, well, these events happened to me, I can move on and be done with it now and change my life. And then it's up to you to take full control of your life, because you'll be born again of your spirit. Remember, your spirit has the densities from all of these traumas that you've experienced in your lifetime, so it's as weighted down as you are. This is why healing normally will not take place in people, because your spirit is wounded. And this clearing heals your spirit. So it just depends how far you want to go spiritually with yourself, how much you want to help your spirit, how much you want to help your body. And your mind may not really understand what I'm saying, because your mind is still made up of the darkness energy, because you haven't really connected to the mind of your heart. You're working with the mind that was down here, created in a sense by the traumas and dramas and the mind control from the extraterrestrials. So it's very hard to explain a lot of these things because your mind sometimes will close down when it starts hearing truth because it can't go there. Remember, our body is filled full of darkness because this is all judgment from our ancestors. And the light ship is here to help you to alleviate that situation, to become more in the light with your body. And like I said, how much do you love your body? It's up to you to make the choice and decision to work on yourself. And reading books and everything else is not going to help you like the light ship can. So this is why the light ship is here to do sessions with you. And it's up to you to love yourself enough to have that done. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I want to say a special hello to, we have several new listeners on the Fast Chat tonight, and we're very happy to have you with us. Thank you for typing in your questions. We have a question about how can someone receive a healing or how to request a healing. So as Ron mentioned a little bit ago, we are going to go to the Creation Light Ship for a healing session tonight in about 15 minutes. And it's very easy to do if you have a specific area that you'd like to work on during that time. You just request it just telepathically to the light being doctors that are on the light ship. And it's very easy to do. You just talk to them in that way, and there's nothing else for you to worry about or to do. So let's see, if you... I guess if you have a specific question about the light ship, something that you'd like to know about it, if you could type that in, and we can talk about that a little bit before we go, for those that have more questions that Ron hasn't answered yet. But it'd be kind of nice if we could, Ron, before we go to the light ship, get everyone heart-centered and kind of, you know, do the entity release and get everyone kind of in a really good space before we go.
Okay, so here we go. So we're going to take away entities from everyone, so I'm doing this right now with you. I'd like everybody, if you would, to scroll down on your scroll bar. If you're on our page on the BBS radio site, just scroll down about an inch or so on your scroll bar and bring up the light beam. And we're going to energize her right now as we release an entities also. And you're going to see her change. She'll change within probably 20 to 30 seconds here. Bring more light into the picture. It'll be energized by this light beam that wishes to come through now. And normally the females come through, so she'll start to help do some healing work with you. And she'll also be energized for a half an hour after this program ends. So you can leave it on the monitor screen if you wish. And just look at your clock, and at half past the hour, she'll be deactivated. And entities are emotional bodies of people who passed on. We could use the word ghost, and we all have these ghosts in us. Some of the Christian churches, when they talk about these, they'll typically say that they're demonic, which really isn't the case. But most of these are, they may call them evil spirits or something, but these are spirits that should not be with you. And because they're invisible, they're still called spirits, but this is emotional bodies of people. And they come into us and take away our consciousness. We can have thousands of these in us, not just one or two. And they come into us because typically we're out of our body, and when that happens, they come in. They want looking for a host. They need to work off of your spirit energy. So we're working now, working up the body from the bottom of our feet to the top of our head. And you might feel maybe chills leave yourself as they leave you. Your spirit also is helping this here. And on this program, if you get nothing out of it, if you're the first-time listener, the teachings here is the same teachings of Jesus, because the light ship worked with him completely during his mission here. And like I said, the main underlying information is to not go outside of yourself, not look for false gods, go to yourself, don't put your energy into anything other than yourself, and connect with your spirit for your divine guidance. And this is what everything is about here. And if you take the Bible, if you're a Bible studier, just take out the word Father in the Bible and replace it with creation lightship, and it'll start to make some sense to you. Not all the Bible is 100% correct, but it'll get you well on your way to what was actually talked about. So this is what one way to interpret this here. You will not find any information out anywhere on the creation lightship, because the lightship just came here in 2005 to help for the ascension process. So there's nobody channeling this energy previously. And it's all brand new, and this is what it is. This is source energy here to help you. We're done with the entity clearing. We're going to now bring your spirit more back into your body. So each time you go through traumas and dramas, get into judgment, a little part of you leaves, because your spirit only works with love energy. It doesn't work with anger or hate or pain and drama and trauma. And it can't live there, so it leaves. When it leaves, and something else will come in, because this is just a normal process here, the way life is on planet Earth, and then you lose part of yourself. And this is why when you see a baby, they're full of life force energy. Eyes are very, very bright. And you look at a baby, and look at maybe anybody that you know, look in the eyes of those people, and you're going to notice that they don't look like a baby's energy. Why? Because they're dealing with more judgment and entities. When you're really not in your body, your eyes will be glossed over, and you look like a dead fish. And for some people, you can look very, very scary. So just look in the eyes of someone, and you can tell if they're home or not. Remember, if you're not home, who is? Well, if it's not you, it's entities. So here we go. I'm going to bring more of you in. I'll count to 10 as you come in. So here we go. Your spirit knows how to do this. We're just helping it along to come back. We had to clean out your spirit energies, all these little fragments of you that left, like pieces of a pie, pieces of a puzzle, and they're coming back to you to help you out now over again. So here we go. Coming in, and I'll count to 10 as you come in to expand the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And more of you is coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, next we'll do a chakra alignment. These are your energy vortexes in your body. These help to connect your spiritual energy to your invisible bodies that help to make up the physical life form that you are. And we're going to now open up your heart center here, move it around so it's positioned properly. Wonderful. Throat chakra, good. Third eye, good. And go down to your power chakra, second chakra, first chakra. Do an opening now. I'll use the word spin to do this. So here we go. Heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. There we go. Now we'll do the mind to heart drop. This is what you should be doing daily, all the time. Remember, you want to be heart-centered, and you want to have your thoughts come from your heart versus from your mind, from your head, so you can be guided with your spirit, which only knows divine truth. Your mind does not know that. It works with duality energies, the God plane energies. So here we go. I'm going to drop yourself down. And you can look at the movie 10,000 BC if you want to see the God plane energies. That's one of the movies that's nice to look at. And here we go. Dropping down, so 10. And the 10th floor is your forehead. The first floor is your heart. You may feel your mental body, your awakening consciousness drop right down as you feel it move in your body to your heart center. So we're going to drop down, so 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. We'll do this again. Some people need it done a little more than one time. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. You should feel really heart-centered right now. So we'll have just Sylvia come on here. And just stay in your heart and just feel that peace. And ask your spirit for guidance. So Sylvia, are you out there?
Yeah, thank you. That's wonderful. It always feels so good when you get into your heart center. It's just kind of a sense of peace, no matter what's going on in the exterior world. When you are heart-centered, it's hard to get kind of caught up in the turmoil of it because you're in that beautiful place of peace with your spirit energy. So that's wonderful. You know, I'd like to talk a little bit about one of the other aspects of the lightship clearings and healings, and that is, you know, the whole aspect of the emotions and that end of things. And one of the things I think that's so wonderful about the clearings that you do, Ron, is that it gets into kind of the aspect of the whole genetic baggage that we are born into. In other words, besides what we deal with in our life on a day-to-day basis, we inherit in our bodies, in our DNA, the thoughts and judgments of our ancestors. And clearing those out is so important for us to be able to have our own life with our spirit creating in the now and not being affected by this past baggage and trauma and things that we kind of inherited. So can you talk a little bit, Ron, about those? I know we have some new listeners on, and the different bodies, the emotional body and the mental body and things that absorb these energies and how to release those.
Yes, so what we have around us and in us are invisible energetic bodies, and these bodies are in place to be a buffer between the negativity of mind energy, which is being transmitted to us by either the extraterrestrials that are negative. Remember, we have mind control here, a lot of that. And it could come from many different sources. And also we have the energy that people do in their own mind control when they think a negative thought toward you. And remember, that negative energy can bend a spoon. So just think, if you had 100 people thinking a negative thought about you, what could happen to your body? So you have these energetic bodies around you, and the emotional body is probably the most important one to have healed first. And these bodies absorb this negativity. Well, at some point, because we don't know enough to clean them out, and the light chip does, this is why the light chip is here to help us with this process, these bodies get clogged up, and if they were not clogged up, they would probably work okay, but when they start leaking into our physical body, then we start having illnesses. Now, going back a little bit further, this happened to all of your ancestors. So how old is your body in its genetic form? It's hard to say, you know, how long life has been here with your body. But each time you have a judgment, let's just say we go back, just to be very simplistic, we go back 5,000 years, okay? So whoever had a judgment back then in your ancestral lineage, that was put into their body. And let's say they had 10,000 of these judgments, and all of a sudden their mate had maybe 20,000, so now you have 30,000 judgments, and now they decided to have a child. Well, who's going to get those combined judgments from each parent? Naturally, the child will. And now the child has all these judgments put on it, the weight, the baggage of their parents, and then they have a mate, and naturally the mate and them have judgments. And all of a sudden, this process escalates tremendously. And what happens is, like I say, we're like a walking judgment factory, and we're carrying all this negativity with us, and eventually it'll kill your body. This is what you have to release to get your spirit more fully into your body. Because once these things get keyed in you and your body wants to get rid of it, you will start going through the New Age term of learning lessons. And we kind of all know what learning lessons are. This is when stuff happens to us. And this stuff normally is not a positive situation. And your body will keep working on this stuff to get it out of it. But we don't understand why things keep happening to us. We just see it as, well, what happened to me, and this person did this to me, and now you get angry with that person. Well, your body has it stored inside of itself, and it's trying to release it. And if you're not conscious enough, and most people are not, they'll just live life obliviously to life itself, and they'll end up dying of that illness, of something that finally killed it because of the blocked energy. So we're filled full of this stuff, and this is what the light chip can do to help you to eliminate it. And like I say, the most important healing is the emotional healing that I do. And if you're willing to work forward in your life to have changes, this is where you want to start. So back to you, Sylvia. I hope that helped everybody listening here.
So just to clarify before we go to the light chip, so that's not the kind of the work that we'll be doing this evening on the light ship, but that just is to help you understand more about kind of the things that we're dealing with or faced with because of how many, how much density and judgment and so on has been stored up in our cells and cause, the various illnesses and problems that people have emotionally and physically. And those things can get in the way of or make it difficult to heal physically because you've got that in the way. So people that work with Ron and the light ship, it's kind of a two-step process. One is the physical side of things, the physical healing, and the other is dealing with the emotional densities and these other bodies that have to be kind of cleaned out in order to have the physical healings on the light ship work more effectively down here. And I don't know if I'm explaining that right, so I'll just kind of turn that back over to you, Ron, to provide more clarity on that for people.
Okay. When you go to the light ship, your physical body is transported out of time, so it's like beam me up, Scotty. You're still here physically. When you're not here, remember your vibration and all vibrations are turned off and on and off and on. And different frequencies of people, this is why we don't resonate completely with everybody because we're all separate. And so as you resonate at a different frequency and you're turned off and on and off and on and off and on, we go to the light ship. And there we're rematerialized again. And the light ship will take aboard its facility, we'll just call it that, the energies that it created. We do have bodies that are not allowed onto the light ship that hold too much negativity. These are the corrupted bodies. These bodies are put in quarantine. And they could also be bodies that the dark side has attached themselves to, which is only because we consciously allowed that to happen. Maybe something happened to us, go to the wrong practitioner. So this is kind of scary in that aspect, but this happens with people all the time. They want to get something in the mental realm, and then they sign their soul to the devil in a sense, and they have problems. So this is what happens too. But basically your body that the light ship created initially with the proper DNA is on the light ship. And your original spiritual blueprint is restored. They recreate your spirit 100%. And your spirit and your body has a 100% healing on the light ship. When you come back each time, remember you're up continuously, off and on, off and on, off and on, just like you're here, off and on, off and on, off and on. And each time you come back, these bodies now form around you. And if you haven't did work on these bodies to clean them out, then naturally the densities that are here will reform the process or the problem that you're dealing with. So it depends how much work you have done on yourself. Another way of saying that is that your belief system, which is the belief system stored in your body by your ancestors, okay, the judgment that they have, remember, belief is judgment. You know, you're judging the divine. The divine is 100% perfect. So when you start judging, then these bodies have the stored judgment inside of you may not wish to have a healing, or maybe they're corrupted, and they have so much negativity that this negativity now caused you a physical problem. So until you actually deal with that down here, as these energy bodies come around you, like I said earlier, and they leak off, spill over into you, your physical problem, if you don't deal with it down here, the light ship can't help you whatsoever, because they're not willing and cannot have this darkness energy allowed on the light ship, because they never created it. Your mind created this energy. Your ancestors' mind created the energy. So they're not going to allow this to come onto the light ship. So unless you do work on yourself here, you will not have a 100% healing. So there are people that have had healings. Maybe they've worked on themselves enough, and all of a sudden it takes down here instantly, and they have a miracle healing. And then there are people who maybe they get maybe a 90% healing. Some may only get a 10% healing. It depends how much densities you have stored in your body. It has nothing to do with this lifetime as far as that you really, 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 really want to get well. It's what's stored on you by your ancestors. This is why the light ship works with us down here with special healing sessions. And this is what I do with people, is these different body clearings to help you into wellness. So everybody is different. Everybody is dealt a different deck of cards and what the body has chosen so far to work on. And this is what you must do for a 100% healing, is to get rid of the densities. And this is kind of how the healings work. As Jesus said 2,000 years ago, just paraphrasing, you know, your faith has healed you. Well, that's the faith of your ancestors, and not your own faith in that lifetime. Naturally, everybody who you talk to would love to get out of their situation that they're in. But it's what's stored inside of them. This is what he was doing, was releasing your genetic cellular memory to have a healing. And this is the whole process. So this is why people don't heal, one of the main reasons. There's many others, but this is basically it. These infected judgmental bodies that are just reeking full of negativity, reeking full of mind energy, which is separation from spiritual truth, is preventing you from leading a beautiful life in love. The judgment energy, the mind energy, which is also, you know, running rampant now in the New Age metaphysical arena, telling people to create their parking place, etc., is the darkness energy, because you're manipulating that. It's taking away free will from someone else. So that's basically it. The whole thing for healing is, how much do you love your body? How much are you willing to do the work to heal yourself? So we'll go to the light ship momentarily here. And this will not work on the archives, only because the extraterrestrial energies are still here, and they should not be here whatsoever. On this planet, we should have our own particular safety zone here without these extraterrestrials coming in doing involvement here. This planet was designed and created from love, and that's all that should be here. And the extraterrestrials brought us duality and all the religions that are here, unfortunately, to take us away from going inside of ourselves to connect to our spirit. So here we go. Just sit back and relax. We're going to go to the light ship here. We'll be out of time. We'll be going to various rooms, and I'll just narrate what I'm seeing inside of those rooms and request your healing. And it's your faith that's going to heal you, what your ancestors have or have not believed. And if you release judgment in a certain area in your body already, you may have a wonderful 100% healing. And it's up to you as how much work you've done on yourself. Light ship on up there when you're they're physically out of time, you are 100% healed. So here we go. We're going to go up to the light ship right now. And again, I'll just count to 10 slowly. So if we have any seers on the line here, they'll be able to see the beautiful white light tunnel as you go up to the light ship. So here we go. This is creation energy itself. You're going back home. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we're having our body scanned. Remember, we're just one life form out of billions that are created in the light, so they have to see who you are, what you are, and also what your problems are. During the session, maybe just request one healing that you wish to have healed, okay? These are physical healings, nothing to do with emotions or anything else. This is a physical healing for you. And now we're conversing with all the different light being doctors, and they're helping us out now, showing us the different modalities of healing. So the first room that we're going into is really, really standard for all the different calls that I have. And this room is the hot tub room, and this is helping us to release some toxins out of our body. So if you're very toxic, you might feel your body heating up right now. And we're in some different colored gels. Right now I'm seeing a colored gel that kind of looks kind of brownish, like a really, really light tan with golden speckles in it. And we're going into another location. This is very nice, too. This is a room that is used to help us to release physical pain in our body. So if you have any pain, definitely request healing right now. Remember, the light ship and the light beings only see you in the present moment, in the now. And so you want to keep requesting your healing maybe every 30 seconds or so, because each now is brand new to you and to them on the light ship. So here we go. We're working in this room right now. Many, many light beings. I hope that you can all see them. They're very, very gentle. They talk with you through mental telepathy. They'll never go against your free will. If you don't wish to have a healing, they will not work with you. And here we go again into another room. And this one's most people's favorite. A lot of people love dolphins. So we're going to go into a beautiful swimming pool. It's full of the light water. Light water has silver, like diamonds in it, so to speak. That's what it looks like. And very, very reflective. We're in the water right now, and there are three dolphins coming to us. So if you wish to actually sense them, you can put your hands out in front of you, palms forward. Move your hands out 6 inches to a foot in front of yourself, and move your hands back and forth, up and down. And if you're very sensitive, you're going to be able to feel the texture of the dolphin skin. I get people who email me saying, yeah, I did this, and all of a sudden the hair on my arm stood up on end, and I really felt those energies. So I'll just let you have this time with the dolphins right now. They're going to come to your heart center. All these healings work with heart-based energy. You're not going to be able to find it inside of your head, because that's the darkness. It doesn't work there. It's only energy connected to your heart. So I'll just be quiet for a minute here and have a wonderful experience. And ask the dolphins for healing and also maybe some guidance for you. You might get some information coming to you instantly. Okay, next we're going to go into a room, and this people love too. They work with your gums and your teeth. So if you have any concerns there, they're working now. Also, if you have TMJ, they can realign your jaw, just request healing. And they're also working with our eyes and our ears. If a sinus condition, request healing in there too. We're going into another room, and this is where they work with our muscles in our body. So you might feel your body relaxing more now as your muscles get released some of the tension. Remember, you're out of time on the light ship. Here we're in time. So on the light ship, we're actually out of time, but we're in the time of the light ship. So it could be much longer than what we are right here. So it's hard to equate the differences here because it wouldn't make any sense. But believe me, we're up there, and we're in many, many rooms having healings. They're now working with our wrists and our fingers. If you wish to move your wrist back and forth, maybe your shoulders and the elbows and your fingers, you're going to feel that they'll probably be a little more flexible in about a minute from now. And right now we're going into another location, and they're going to work with our back lower spine. So if you have any concerns there, maybe you have a pinched nerve or something, again, request healing. They can help to lubricate the joints in our body, like our hip sockets. If we have maybe a cartilage problem, a tendon problem, they can do healing there too. And remember, all these healings are between the light beam doctors and you. And this is how the healings work. And right now they're working again with the bottom of our feet. I see some people who have arch problems, so maybe they'll do some correction there. So just again, request a healing. Each time we go into a special room, the doctors are working with you. And there may be many rooms that you're in that I cannot see at this time. I can only see one at one time. And we're going into another favorite room. This is the room where they have the large amethyst crystal geode. So we're levitating in this room on our back right now. And there's probably millions of little crystals there in this geode. Each one is conscious, a conscious being with a spirit in it, just like yourself, with your body. And just request a healing. You may feel the energy now coming into your body as you start to feel the amethyst crystal energy. So let's be quiet for a minute here and request your healing. We're going to bring in some of the healing oxygen right now. I'd like everybody to exhale a couple of times and inhale. And we're going to bring in oxygen number 13. And it'll be here within 15 seconds. So just start taking a deep breath now. And you're going to actually feel this energy come into your body down here on the earth plane. It'll be in your whole room. And just take some deep breaths now and allow this oxygen to heal you. And now we'll bring in number 18. So again, exhale a couple of times. Take a deep breath, and here's number 18 coming to you. And do the same thing over again. We'll bring in number 47. Here it is. And and talking about healings now with the light ship down here. There's nothing that's really too complicated for the light ship to work with. I work with everything from the full gamut of energies. We do, to me, which is very negative, releases of curses and spells from people, from negative ETs. We go into that realm. I work with people who've been abducted, that know they've been abducted. Everybody on this planet has been abducted probably many times, but I won't get into that. So anyway, there's nothing that they can't really do. It's just up to you if you're willing to come forward. And most of the healings that I do, I don't need to exactly know what your problems are. I get a lot of people who want to explain about maybe how they were possibly molested at different ages. I don't need to know anything about that. They'll talk about how maybe their parents were awful. Again, I don't need to know about that either. All I need you to do is say, yeah, Ron, I want to have an emotional healing. And from there, they work with you. So the life beings are not in judgment of what happened to you in your past, because it's all judgment energy. It's all the same stuff. Just an experience that you somehow went through, and how you came out of the experience sometimes can be very bad for people. But all they do is release the energy from you so that you can live a much better life. And I don't need to know anything really about you. Some people that I've worked with in the past want to talk about their abduction scenarios and stuff like that, and maybe 2 minutes of that is enough for me, because I can see exactly what happened to them, and from there the light shift will work with these negative beings and get rid of them and separate you and bring you into wholeness, and go after the parts of you. If they've taken anything from you or if they've harmed you, they can take all the implants and everything else. So I do the full gamut of healing. But the main thing is that you don't have to regurgitate this like you went to a psychiatrist and talk about all your troubles, because it's not needed whatsoever. The light ship knows what happened to you, and they'll help you out. So we're going into another room right now, and we're going to go into the final room, and we're going to go into the room that has the beautiful flower energy. We talked about that this earlier, and the flower is going to do some beautiful healing on you. So just sit back and relax. You might actually smell the fragrance of flowers right now, and I'll let you have some silence there for about a half a minute here to experience this here. Okay, so we'll be coming back from the light ship. So now we're talking with the light beings that worked with us, these light being doctors. And like I said previously, the healing is between you and them. And they're telling you what they have done with you tonight and maybe what you may need to do down here for additional healing. And now we're coming back into the next room. This is the transporter room, and if you have any animals or pets that you brought up, they're now joining you, ready to come back through the beautiful white light tunnel. I'll do this slow as we come back so you can actually see if you're a seer. And here we start to come down. So count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we're all here right now. So, Sylvia, are you out there? We can maybe talk about some of the events here. I'm in New York right now, going to the New Life Expo in Manhattan at the New Yorker Hotel. I'll be there next weekend. And I also have private sessions with people I'll be doing four post-workshops at the ARE Center in Manhattan. That'll be starting the following Saturday. So if you'd like to come to my booth number is 219. And hope to see you if you're on the East Coast here. I have two lectures and also one workshop at this event. The workshop is on Sunday. And I'll be on the Strange Universe panel on Sunday morning, I believe, at 10 to 12. So that's quite interesting. So, Sylvia, back to you.
Okay, well, we are just about out of time. And so I guess we'll just mention if you'd like to work with Ron and talk to him about what healings might be best for you, you can just contact him. If you scroll down to the bottom of the page, you'll see the phone numbers to call. I think also if you're on Fast Chat, Kyle put in the phone number. And then you can also find the email address on the page. So it's very easy to connect with Ron and just find out what healings are appropriate for you to do. And also the conference calls, which are just great, on every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time for 1 hour in length of lightship healing. So that's wonderful. And then if you are on the East Coast and you can get to New York City, that's a great opportunity because at the expo that Ron was just mentioning, he will have the light infusion chamber set up, which you can go into. It's a very special opportunity that really only happens during the time of the expo, so that's great, too. And we are on Monday next, Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific time. We're on four times a week. In case this is new to you, we're on at 4 p.m. Monday, 7 on Wednesday, 5 minutes to 7 on Friday, which is because it's on Station 2 instead of Station 1, and all the Station 2 shows start 5 minutes earlier, and then, of course, 9 p.m. on Saturday. So join us for those shows, and we will do more healings and talk more about the lightship next Monday at 4, so we'd love to have you with us. So blessings, everyone. Have a wonderful night, wonderful weekend, and stay heart-centered.
Okay, and we have a special event Tuesday, too, hosted by Robin Sylvia in Canada. So if you wish to come on that call, the phone number is a conference call starting 5:30 PST. And we'll also address this next Monday, too, but the phone number is a New York number. It's 646-519-5800. I'll repeat that. 646-519-5800. And the PIN number is 5303. And that'll be just like a question and answer time. People can share their healings, ask Robin and Sylvia about the Creation Lightship healings. They're very astute on what they do. And wish to call in, do so. This is Tuesday at 5:30 PST or 8:30 East Coast time. So it's 646-519-5800, and you'd be prompted for a PIN number, which is 5303. So I'll just say blessings to all of you and hope to see you if you're on the East Coast next weekend. And if not, we'll maybe hear you on the Fast Chat here on BBS Monday. So blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening. Goodbye, everybody.